Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. During the beginning of spring, almond growers can get a bit anxious about when they should begin their irrigation programs. Irrigating too early when the soil profile is full can lead to all sorts of problems, including the potential to lower production. Terry Pritchard is a retired Cooperative Extension Irrigation Water Management Specialist from UC Davis. He recently spoke at the 44th Annual Almond Conference hosted by the California Almond Board last week in Sacramento. Pritchard and his team have prepared a simple one-sheet method for utilizing the soil's capabilities when preparing to start irrigation.
Well, no one wants to be behind on irrigation, but the goal of this particular one-pager is to keep that in check a bit until the soil has enough room in it to support the irrigation water that you're applying without saturation.
The one-sheet method looks at the soil's capabilities and then combines that with the effect of rainfall during the winter and how well it fills that profile. The purpose is to help growers delay their irrigation programs by using the soil moisture that's stored, as well as any effective rainfall in the spring. Pritchard noted that geography plays a significant role when using the one-sheet method.
In areas of the state which receive a substantial amount of rainfall, it's going to fill the profile. However, as you move farther south, that's not the situation, and oftentimes we do not fill the profile. And there is where applying water during the off-season to charge the profile for the next season, to start with the profile full of water, and also to accomplish leaching if one has excess salts contained in their water.
More from Terry Pritchard after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
Pritchard has an extensive background in soil salinity issues, crop response to limited water supplies, and irrigation water management. He explained what growers who use a drip system can do about leaching.
You can leverage the winter's rainfall in drip by irrigating when the trees are dormant so as to fill the wetted zone of the root zone so that any rainfall that occurs, then the salts tend to move away from that root ball area that's wetted and out away from the roots farther. So that's a very effective strategy when using drip irrigation.
This is California Ag Today.